Okay, we're going to go to the new stuff. Okay, we are on Chof Gimel Ahmed Aleph. About just over halfway down the page, the last two words in the line, Betzi Odia. So what Lo Ya'avarenu? It's a Pasuk. Can't remember when it's Pasuk. It's about the Nevuah. Can you hear me? Yeshaya. Okay, so Betzi is a boat. A ship, basically. Adir is a large ship or a mighty ship. Lo Ya'avarenu, it will not be able to traverse it, to cross it. This is talking about in Yemoisa Mashiach, or basically when there's going to be a small stream come out of Kodesh HaKadoshim, and it's going to go through the base of Mikdash, and then it's going to, as it goes, it's going to get wider and wider and wider. And at one point you can wade through it, but at some point you can't even take a boat through it. So you can't even go through it with this big ship. What's that? Okay, so Amar Rab. So says Rab. Oh, then we gotta say Zu Borni Gadola. This is a great ship. This is what this sea Adir is, a great ship. Okay, so Heichi Abdu. What do they use this great ship for? It's Titanic, however. So they're going to say it like this. So Maisi, they bring Shis Alfi Gavri. They bring 6,000 people. Betresa in 12 Yarchi Shata, 12 months of the year. That's one explanation. The Imri Lassu, people say Tresa Alfi Gavri, there's 12,000 people. Beshisa Yarchi Shata in 6 months of the year. Betani, and they weigh down the ship Chala with sand, Abdeshochna, until it starts like sinking down. You mean not totally, obviously the top bit's still above water, but gets lower in the water. The Nochis, and he goes down, basically he dives. Bar Amaroi. Amaroi is basically a diver. If you look over there, it says in the they bring the Aruf, this is a diver. The Kota means he ties. Atuni de Kisna, Atuni of Kisna means ropes of Kisna. Dalin is the prefix of Kisna. Kisna is flax. So the ropes of flax, I suppose they're strong. And they tie it, or he ties it with Bekisisa. He ties it onto the coral. Okay, so this person's going under, basically diving, deep sea diving, and tying ropes of flax on the, to the bottom of the coral. For the coral, yeah, the coral divers over here. The Kota Lahu, and it also ties these ropes, the Svinta on the ship as well. So basically got these ropes tied to the coral, which is tied to the ship as well. But not Lihala, and then they take out, the sand from the ship. Yeah, and then so basically the ship starts to go up, right? Because they're taking a lot of weight off, yeah? The Shadul of Ra, and they throw it into the sea, all this sand. The Kama de Madli, whilst it's getting raised up, the ship, Okra, it uproots the coral. And Masya, they bring it. So basically, this is a chat of how to get the coral harvest. Okay? So Machli, for the exchange for this coral, Alchad, for each one, they get, train for Casper, 2 silvers. So I suppose the weight of that one coral, they'll get the double in silver. Okay, so now, Tlosa, there were 3 Parvasa, 3 ports, having 3 big, major ports. Tarti, Beit, Romai, and 2 were in Rome. Some people got a different Gersa of Romai, but whatever. This Gersa, there was 2 in like Roman ones. Bechada, Debei, Parsi, and there was 1 of the Persian port. Okay, Debei, Roimi, the ones of Rome, the Roman ports, Mask, and they brought up the cease of this coral, they did the coral thing, harvest. And the Parsai and the Persian ones, the Amaskon, Marganisa, they would bring up pearls. And Mikai, and the one from the Persian one was called Parvasa. Parvasa is the port of Dumash Mahig. Mash Mahig means the port of the leaders. The royal. Okay. Amar Rebbe Yochanan. People in Dafyomi, came up recently in Dafyomi. Amar Rebbe Yochanan, says Rebbe Yochanan, Kol Shita Vashita. Now, we're going back to the posset that we mentioned, we said about the different kinds of Erez woods. Yeah. Every shita that was one of the kinds of cedar wood should not lug nochrim. The Ozi Chachamim, when they destroyed the temple, when they took from Yishalayim, or cedar Kodesh Baruch Hu Hashem in the future is lahachzirum. He's going to bring them back. He's going to return them. The stolen property law to Yishalayim, Shinema. How do we know that from our pasuk? Because etain b'midbar, erez shita. I will place it in the midbar, erez and shita. So the ein midbar, and what's midbar referring to over here? Not what we thought it was talking about the desert. Elo Yerushalayim. Midbar can be an allusion to Yerushalayim. Shinema, we're going to prove that. Because Tzion midbar haisa. Tzion became like a desolate, a midbar. And so Hashem's going to bring them back. We're going back. Another statement. I think it's also based on the same pasuk because it mentions the continuation of the pasuk after the shita. It mentions hadas. Okay. Va'amar b'yirchon. It says b'yirchon. Kol haloy made Torah. Anyone who learns Torah. Ve'ein malam do. He doesn't teach it. He keeps it to himself. His doima lahadas b'midbar. Is compared to a hadas, which is a very nice thing in the midbar, meaning it's pretty worthless, right? Because no one's benefiting from it. Ikadam, but some will say that it was a slightly different statement. Kol haloimed Torah, anyone who learns Torah, umlamda, and he teaches it over, when there's no other people, Tamil Chom, teaching it over, so he's doing the Hadas Minbar. He's like a Hadas in the Minbar, in the sense he's like an oasis, right? He's giving, there's no other Tamil Chom around, so he's the, oasis over there. The Chomim, that's a compliment. That's a good thing. That's a compliment. That's a good thing. The first one was negative and the second one was positive. Okay. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, says Rabbi Yochanan, Oy lahem, woe is to them, love the Chomim, to the worshippers of the stars. She'ein lahem tikana, there is no hope for them. They are doomed. Shenema, tachas and nechoshes, in places in nechoshes, I suppose that they plundered the Goyim. From Avi Shem Star brings Zahav. Yeah, it's just the, that's what it seems it could be. Yeah, it says I will love. So, right. So the Tachas of Barzel Avi Kasef. Are you to the Marsha says that? Very good. Yeah. Okay. The Tachas of Barzel instead of the iron, I will bring silver. The Tachas of Eitzim, and the Eitzim, although that's also over here, that's the Eitzim, so the Shita was taken away. Avi, Hashem is Nechoshes, and Tachas of Avonim, Basel, the stones can be received with Basel, basically it gets an upgrade. Yeah. Oh, but, right, so this is not the part of the Pasuk now, this is now, but Tachas Rebbe Akiva, and we're just after Tisha B'Av now, from Rebbe Akiva, the Chavirav, and his colleagues, I suppose like Esri Harigal Malkos, so the people got tortured in those times. My Mavian. Yeah, what can you bring? How can you replace them? They're irreplaceable. So Valayam who I met, and with regards to people like that, it said the Nikisi Dumom and to basically clean up to repent for their blood, I mean the blood of the Jews, the special Jews, Lodi Casey. Shem's not gonna mavata on that one, and they can't be replaced, and they're gonna get punished. Okay. Me'ain Hayu Masim Masuris. Where did they do Masuris from? Bukule. From the base Baltin, so the last stop, the last mountain was base Baltin. So my base Baltin, what is the base Baltin mountain? So Amar Rav, says Rav, Zu Birom, this is Birom, the place, if you would have known, that's Birom. So my Goyla, when it says in the Mishnah, Ayakob Ram Chav Gimel Amar base at the top. What is Goyla, when it says in the Mishnah, which was the diaspora? So Amar Rav Yosef, Zu Pumpadisa, that's Pumpadisa, I think that's over there in Bovo. So my, and then it's in the Mishnah, my Commodore's hey, was that?
Wait, is that north?
That, Biram was the, well, it's not clear, it could be north or it could be the east. It's either these, we're gonna see soon, either these torches went to the north or to the east. So my Commodore's age, what is it, was Commodore's age that they responded with these Commodore's age? So Tana, little Bryce, so call Echad ve Echad, each one of them, Notil Avukabiado takes in his hand, I suppose, each of the dwellers over there in Pumbadisa, but Oilil Rosh Gago, and he's gonna go out to the top of his roof, and he's gonna, wave a torch in response to the one on the mountain of Biron. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Oimer, Ah, now adding more. Also, these are places, Korim, the Kayar, the Goder, the Chavrosel. Also, these places, also, they had torches on the mountains. Okay, so the question, where are these other mountains? So, Ikeda Amri, some people say, Beini Beini Havukaimi, in between, yeah, the other mountains. So, we had the mountains that were mentioned, and these were in between the other mountains. The Ikeda Amri, some people say, no, actually, it was basically a different side. Le'idach Gisa de Eretz Yisrael Havukaimi, to the other side of Eretz Yisrael Havukaimi, to a different direction. Oh, so now we're going to explain. Ma Choshiv de Hai Gisa, the Mishnah, let's say, explain like one direction. And Ma Choshiv de Hai Gisa, and the other person, this Brisa over here, explains the other direction. So Rashi explains that basically Bovol was on the two sides of Israel. I suppose it was the north and the east. So one of them went to the north, the mountain, you know, the fire chain. And the other one went to the east. I don't know which one's which. What's that? North and east. Yeah. But I don't know which of the missionary is talking about, the north or the east. But one was to the north direction and one was to the east direction. So, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, says Rabbi Yochanan, Bein kol achas, between each of the ones mentioned in the Mishnah, the distance was Shmoyne Parsois. But, which is, not so much really. It was Shmoyne Parsois. So, Kama Habiluhu. So how does that work out? That's Taltin Vatartin. It's going to be 32. Because if you look in the Mishnah, there was five mountains, so there was four gaps. So 4 times 8, 32. Okay? Vaha, that's the Gemara Kasha. Vahidna, Tuvahavu. It takes a lot longer to get to the other side of Eretz Yisrael or whatever, to the end of that, to the last mountain. So answers the Gemara. I'm Rabaye. Astumi istatum. Basically, they were blocked up the paths. So basically, the straight kvish sheish, whatever it is, the straight road is blocked up, lahu, dorchai, and therefore they're going to have to go the windy long route. So, dichsev, lachain, therefore, hinani, I behold, soch, I'm going to cover es dorkeich, your ways, besirim, with thorns. So basically, all the nice, trodden paths get covered with thorns, so you've got to go the crooked way round, and it takes longer. Rav Nachum bar Yitzchak Amar Mehacha, he has got a different source. He says, "Dichsiv misivoisoi, my paths iva are bent." So that's why it takes longer. Okay, we'll stop there.